Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Kenny Tarmack checks in, plus hidden flasks and Dolly Parton's boobs. Check that out right after this.
Larry, the cable guy, is our guest. I think we'll just move
right
on.
That's right.
What else is on your mind, Larry? Would you live in a trailer?
I got a beautiful log trailer.
Log trailer,
yeah,
yes.
We come into some money recently.
No.
So I got me a nice log trailer.
Log trailer.
That's
Boyne
right.
Falls log trailer.
But my sister came over the other day. It was her birthday. And, of course, she just got done winning the low-voiced Oak Ridge lookalike contest. And so we were celebrating. And we
is
was
that
like,
the guy with a really long beard?
Yeah,
Jerry Golden. That's what it is.
William Golden.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she won that. And she'd shaved her sideburns a little. I didn't think she was going to take it this year. But by God, she did.
Oh, that's great.
And so she come over to the trailer, and we was celebrating and lighting farts and the whole deal. The trailer caught fire.
Oh, no.
And I live back in the woods, and the fire department couldn't find the trailer, so we had to meet them halfway.
That's a bitch, isn't it?
It is. And we almost lost the whole trailer, but we ran a couple red lights, and so we made it pretty good.
Larry, the cable guy, is our guest. I think we'll just move
right on. That's right.
What else is on your mind, Larry?
Well, I was going to say, I got a little bitch here real quick. Ain't these, I don't want to mention airline.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get in trouble. But ain't flight attendants supposed to be good looking? What happened to good looking flight attendants?
They have lowered their standards.
I had the Statler brothers with boobs up there handing out peanuts.
Old flowers on the wall.
Yeah. It was unbelievable.
I'm watching Captain Kangaroo. Now don't tell me.
I have nothing to do.
I didn't know that we had such big Statler brothers fans.
Oh, yeah.
World famous.
You can't beat their harmonies. There's no way.
Wow. The era of just the young, perky stewardess is gone. And I think with good reason. We need professionals in there that can do a good job.
But, you know, I do remember the days when they used to wear the mini skirts. And
yeah, well, this one was trying to look sexy, but it wasn't working. And she dropped some peanuts and bent down to get it, and her testicle popped out.
That was embarrassing, isn't it?
Wow.
Not only for you, but for him. I mean, her.
Well,
I almost walked off the plane, and we was in the air.
I'm just happy to get where they're taking me, and I don't complain. Larry the Cable Guy is our guest. Now, Larry, are you wearing, you got a little chain there.
I got my little chain on there. Got my
lucky.
Your lucky chain? Your lucky killing chain?
That's my Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Oh.
I was born in Nebraska.
We got a lot of Nebraska fans listening. So.
That's right. I was born down there. Lincoln, Nebraska. My brother still lives down there. He just come in some money here recently.
Did he really?
Won the lottery, Nebraska lottery.
Wow.
And won $18 in a scratch-off. You know?
That's,
but, you know, you win that kind of money, you find out who your real friends are after a while. You know what I mean?
Changes a person.
Yeah, it really does.
I told him to be careful because there's people going to want to borrow a quarter, 50 cents. You know, it adds up after a while.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
I don't think he should have quit his job. I don't think that was a smart thing.
That was probably kind of...
I go, what are you going to do? I'm going to travel. Where? 7-Eleven to get some more
lottery tickets.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Can you imagine your dad dating in this day and age?
I would happily be Tom's wingman.
Oh, my gosh.
By that, I'd be eating wings while watching him.
chomp, chomp, get him next time. Chomp. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Bob and Tom, it's Kenny Tarmack.
Kenny.
Hey, Shooter, we just landed. I'm in ATL, just got in from ORD through TPA.
Right.
Yesterday, best layover ever. Went from MCO to KFC through MCL.
Wow. Did you?
I know, but they were out of cream corn, so I ended up SOL.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know, I've been camping on that bad boy. I had to call you guys. This is the worst thing ever. We can see the gate. We just can't get to it.
Hmm.
Yeah, apparently we're stalled out because some Zone 4 mongrel left her allergy meds at Caribou Coffee. Yeah, so 30 minutes and two seatbelt extensions later, we still aren't to the jet bridge. But we're so close, we can actually smell Annie Ann's pretzel factory, so that's got to be torture for Benadryl Betty in the back. Anywho, I'm headed off to a celebrity golf outing. It's a great cause. We're helping to raise money for toddlers without cell phones. Uh-huh. Tom, if you could plug it, it'd be great. It's a charity close to my heart. You remember the days before cell phones?
Sure.
Oh, those were dark times, my friend. I just hope they pair me with a good celebrity this year. Last year, they paired me with Jimmy J.J. Walker from Good Times.
Sure, yeah.
Well, at first, I got it confused with the sound effects guy from Police Academy.
That's a
top. But when I finally figured out who he was, I said, hey, Dino Mine. He loved it. He loved it. I told Tobik we're even now because last year he got Urkel. This year, I hope you get someone cool like Big John Daly. He's going to be there today.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, I want to pitch him on our new product idea. It's still in production. Doesn't even have a SKU number yet. It's a putter, right. And it's a flask. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a putter and a flask. Best of both worlds for golf. It's called a flutter. A flutter. Huh. You miss a putt? So what? I mean, nothing a shot of Zima can't fix. Am I right? I told Tubbock, JD's going to love it. We're finally at the gate. Thank God. 10 more minutes. I would have missed my connection and probably had more bed sores than Benadryl Betty in 38C. I'll call you from the turn. We just landed.
Thanks. Thanks, Ken.
I don't want to ruin his invention, but I think that already exists.
A golf club that's a flask?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yep.
I like the you miss a putt, so what?
Yeah. I like that, too.
Is it called the flutter?
I don't know what it's called, but I'll look it up during the break. Yeah, I'm kind of almost sure.
Is it a putter or is it like a two-iron?
Well, it might be. I don't know that it's
a putter. Well, I would imagine it's hollowed out inside.
Yes.
You unscrew the end and you tip it up. Yeah.
It does seem a little redundant because it's not like you have to hide your drinking on a golf course.
That's true.
That's kind of why you're there.
Well,
right?
But they don't really like you to bring your own in. You want to buy it from the clubhouse.
Do you ever see those
driver drink dispenser?
you ever see those sandals, Willie? That
yes,
the bottom of the sandals is like a plug, and there's a flask built into the bottom of the sandal.
Mm-hmm. Pretty cool.
I would imagine that the.
I don't think that ever really took off.
The germs you'd be acquiring as the sandal as you walk through the straw on the way into a venue.
It looks like a driver, this particular one, and it will dispense your drink for you.
It's not called a drunk driver, is it?
No, it's called a driver drink dispenser.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure that the drunk driver probably got edited out
in the
beta testing phase.
And Josh, they have another one. It's a little vape. And it's called a, I lost it. It's nothing. It's so nothing.
It's a vape.
It's like when you have to sneeze and it just goes away and it's very unsatisfying.
It was an iron lung. It's just not worth it. It's nothing.
Is there a space in vapor?
I'm sorry?
Is there a space in vapor?
Oh, like Space Invader, but it's for vaping?
Yeah.
I do not know.
Anyone done that yet? That would have to be out there somewhere. Those vaping devices certainly vary. Some of them have like a Rube Goldberg aspect,
mm-hmm.
where they're complicated and looks like they're used for surgical purposes. But some of them just look like cigars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have finished our sports broadcast.
Yes, sir.
And we did have a tribute to this guy who has gone viral, hollowing out a hot dog with a straw and then throwing the straw away and using the hot dog as a straw. And sucking down a beer at Yankee Stadium. We're going to try this tomorrow.
Evidently, yes.
May I try something different tomorrow?
What do you want to try?
Hollow out the hot dog.
Yes.
And inject it with the condiments.
Ooh.
That's also been done.
Yes.
Well, I wasn't trying to reinvent anything here. I've never done it and wanted to try.
Wasn't there a hot dog with the cheese?
There's cheese fuel.
Cheese.
I'm talking about putting mustard and ketchup.
What about relish?
A little chunky to get in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Make the hole bigger.
Then you run out of
hot dog.
I don't know if it'll keep its integrity. You know what I mean?
Well, now, what about turning it into a... wait a minute. I want to go back in time here to last week, and I want to get this right. Spliff versus the other... Which is the one where you hollow out the cigar?
Wait, are you trying to get me to roll weed in a hot dog?
Exactly. What?
Oh, I'll do
it. I just feel sorry for Jess. I see her tonight hollowing out all these hot dogs in there in front of the TV. I mean,
and what is she doing in front of the TV?
Hollowing out hot dogs.
That's what you call it?
That's it. The hand movements you made didn't suggest that.
Okay. Well, you know what I meant.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Let's move forward here. Christy Lee is at the news desk.
How many times has the weatherman ruined your weekend? Mm. You planned something, they forecast something, so you canceled, and then it didn't happen.
It's not them, it's the weather.
Well, in Hungary, two of the top weather experts were fired over a mistaken weather forecast.
That's ridiculous.
According to the BBC, a massive fireworks display had been organized in Budapest to celebrate Hungary's national holiday, St. Stephen's Day.
Oh.
Big with Grateful Dead fans.
Just hours.
That's a Grateful Dead joke, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I mean,
is that a song? St. Stephen's Day?
Yes, the most famous song. The real deadheads know what I'm talking about, and you're welcome. Back to you.
Hours before the scheduled start, the government postponed the event for a week, citing extreme weather warnings it had received. However, the weather remained calm, with the rainstorm the National Meteorological Service had predicted missing the capital city entirely. The innovation minister, Laszlo Palkovics, subsequently fired the service's two chiefs with immediate effect.
That's ridiculous. I don't know, like when people complain about meteorologists. Aren't they right 99.5% of the time?
And well, the only reason they're a lot more correct than those sports prognosticators.
Yeah. Hey.
Some of those guys, well, as you pointed, who pointed this out? I guess Willie, that now they're putting their record on every week. They'll say, it's interesting. Sometimes the loudest guys are the
Jake's one of the best of them.
You remember what Ms. Pat said about the weather people? They're just lying. So they have the weather forecast. They're lying to us, is what Ms. Pat is convinced of. Yeah.
You think they're psychic like Josh, too? You think they know what they're doing?
I think they have the right tools.
Yeah.
They're getting better.
They have more tools than the people who pick the winners and the point spreads in the football
They can learn to be psychic like I did. I taught myself.
How?
In fact, you can read all about it in my new book, Teach Yourself to Be Psychic.
Huh.
You know what the first line is?
What?
I knew you'd buy this book. And then they're immediately like, oh, yeah, this guy knows what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
I'm thinking it costs $300.
Wow.
A man in Ghana reportedly cut off his own genitals while having a dream about cutting meat.
Oh,
you
no.
You heard me correctly.
Boy, I don't care, but that's a good night's sleep if you can sleep through that.
Makes Birbiglia's window story seem a little tame, doesn't it?
He survived with his genitals relatively intact.
Mr. Kofi Atta, a farmer from Assin Fossum.
How do you spell it?
Assin Fossum.
IPPI.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like something Johnny Cash would say. You're my ass and Fossum.
I think it's Austin.
It's Austin.
Claims he awoke from a nap to find his penis had been quote unquote chopped off.
Oh, boy.
Otto said that while he was half asleep, he was dreaming of slaughtering a goat to cook for his family. He told the BBC he dozed off in a chair and had no idea how he came to have a knife in his hand. According to local media, Otta has been hospitalized for his injuries and will require surgery.
And his wife is sitting there checking, honey, you were dreaming.
It was a nightmare.
Boy.
It's lucky he didn't wake up eating a sandwich.
I dreamed I was drinking beer out of a hot dog straw, and I woke up with my mouth.
Wow. That's rough, as they say.
Yeah, that's awful. The poor guy.
Yes. Lighten things up a little bit, a Pennsylvania man has been arrested for threatening to detonate explosives unless he saw Dolly Parton's breasts.
All right, now... I'm on the fence here.
You know, it could go either way. He seems like a reasonable guy. So.
The Daily Courier reports that 60-year-old James A. Schroyer had contacted authorities multiple times, threatening to blow up several places. Troopers responding to the man's residence found him outside brandishing a firearm in one hand and what he said was a detonator in the other.
Oh, boy.
The suspect allegedly refused to heed repeated commands from authorities and struggled with troopers as they were taking him into custody. Police said the purported detonator was actually a TV remote control and he didn't see Dolly Parton's breasts.
So it's kind of a booby trap. <In a way. laughs>
Didn't really... Very good. That was good.
Sounds like a bad episode of Batman.
Yeah.
Show me Christy Lee's breath or breasts or Gotham City gets it. What a lunatic.
Well, here's the thing, though.
What? It might have worked.
You need to see him. What do you do when you have to see him? And
so they arrested the guy. You know what he's going to get for a sentence? Probably 9 to 5 years in the big house. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What a way to serve a sentence.
Pat, do you have something for us?
Domestic terrorist.
What? Yeah. Okay. Right.
Domestic terrorist. What's that word? Terrorists? Sorry.
Yeah.
Pat, you have a tribute?
Yeah, a tribute about my girlfriend's boobs, or would you like Island of the Stream? It's up to you, Tommy.
Islands in the Stream. Oh, that's the one that Dolly did with Kenny Rogers.
Yes, it is.
His first version all by himself?
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
No, he did a solo version?
Getting older, something that I hate. Waking up all night, thanks to my prostate. I stand at the toilet and I just have to wait. Doctor told me I might require medication to help with the flow of my urination. And something stuck together, working against each other, bifurcated stream, peeing in the dark, nothing in between, to the left it arcs, on the right it's wild, growing down my pants, they're independent of each other, like one brother and another, come on! Bifurcated stream, got some on the floor. The wife, she tripped and fell, and she's awful sore. He is on the seat, now she's really mad. And we're fighting with each other, She's gone to stay with the mother,
There you go, that's the first version.
Yes.
And then Dolly said, hey, I have a different idea.
Let's go a different way.
She's bifurcated stream. Now, Christy, if you experienced that, you wouldn't be aware of it.
No, I don't think so.
As a lady.
No. No.
But as a gentleman, you understand the idea.
He comes out in two different areas.
Yeah, kind of a water wiggle, if you will.
Why does that happen? Do you get something stuck in there?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah. A lot of times it's post-coital. At least it is for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll happen. Then you got to decide, okay, which one has more fluid, and that's the one we're going to dedicate to the actual bowl.
Why don't you sit down so it doesn't go everywhere?
Because you're already standing and you're going, and you can't just clamp it off and do a quick spin.
You
have to decide which one is delivering the most fluid ounces.
Why don't you just sit down real quick? How about that?
Again, you're facing the wrong way.
I say the strong defense is a good offense or whatever.
Sit down to begin with.
Yeah, if I sense a bifurcated stream because of some activity that just took place, I'm either going in the sink or something.
Going in the sink?
It's got a real wide basin.
What?
Oh, my God.
I pee in the sink quite often.
Now, do you need a stool to get up over the sink?
No, the sink is a perfect height.
Really?
Yes, and then when I wash my hands, it washes the sink.
What about the isn't the tube below the sink shaped like a giant U? So when you leave, isn't that now full of urine?
No, basic plumbing.
The pee trap?
Yeah, it goes. It doesn't sit down in there like that. It goes all the way out.
No, it sits in there.
No, it doesn't.
Water that's the whole.
That's your house would just be filled with mosquitoes.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.